Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. The Fan upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. 844-326-3663 is the number. 844-FAN-FONE if you want to jump on board. Talk a little baseball here for just a minute. No, I'm not going to talk about the Atlanta Braves for two reasons. Number one, they stink. Number two, I do not want to. Braves lose again last night to the, well, I guess lose for the first time. They did win game one of the three game set on the road at Milwaukee. They have now dropped 11 out of 13. And just to put it into perspective, they are now three games behind the LA Angels, who you will remember spent the majority of the season without Mike Trout on the baseball field. That's where this team is as a whole. It's not great, Bob. Not great. So we're not going to talk about the Braves. I'd like to talk about something else instead. This is a conversation that has been coming up more and more frequently over the past couple of months, and that is the belief that before the 2026 season, we could end up with another Major League Baseball lockout. We could end up seeing players and owners walk away from the negotiating table without a new collective bargaining agreement in place. Now, many of us remember the last major lockout of Major League Baseball, and I'm talking about the one back in the 90s, the big one that effectively canceled an entire Major League Baseball season.
And nearly killed baseball.
Really did. I will tell you that even as a baseball guy, even as a baseball kid who played more baseball, despite basketball being my first love, played more baseball than any other sport as a Chirin. And I was growing up loving baseball. I've told you a bunch of different stories about my youthdom as a baseball player. It is the origin point of my love of baseball as an adult and the reason that my other show is a baseball show, or at least started as a baseball show. The last lockout, effectively as a child, and I may feel differently about it as an adult, because as a child, you don't care about money. Or at least not when it comes to other people's money. Like, yeah, if dad hands you a fiver to head into the gas station and pick up a big gulp in a Hershey bar, like it's the greatest day of your life. But you don't care about other people's money. And so all I knew when the big lockout in the 90s happened was that my favorite baseball players weren't playing baseball. And they weren't playing baseball for whatever reason, and I probably understood that it was about adult money stuff that I just could not understand at the time. But all I knew was that I loved baseball, and I would do anything to get out of the house and go throw baseball around, with the boys. And here were guys who got paid money to do what my parents had to sacrifice so much to let me do, what I had to give up other things that I also enjoyed doing to go do. They had the opportunity to do it, and they didn't want to take it. And it genuinely kind of killed off my love of baseball. And when it got to the point that I didn't want to watch baseball. Now, this is a theory, and I don't have kids, so I don't know. Maybe those of you that do will correct me here. But I imagine once you have kids, and especially when you have multiple kids, as my parents did, me and my younger brother, if you have multiple kids, and especially if you have kids that are active, they like to be doing stuff. They're in clubs, they have hobbies, they play sports, whatever the case might be. If you as a parent have a thing that you like to do, like say, I don't know, watch baseball. If your kids aren't into that thing, I imagine it makes it a lot harder for you to be able to truly stay dialed in with that thing. If you are a parent and your kid is not into the thing that you're into, I work under the assumption that it probably makes it a little more difficult for you to stay dialed into that thing. If you're a big wrestling fan and your kid's not a wrestling fan, you probably lose out on some wrestling time. Maybe you don't have to disconnect entirely, but like you can't be the there for every show fan you used to be. If you're a baseball fan and your kid doesn't like baseball, my suspicion is you probably don't get to watch as many Braves games or whatever as you did when you didn't have kids, or as many Braves games as people do whose kids end up sharing the love of that thing. If you're a Braves fan and you raise your kid up and your kid becomes a Braves fan, now you're watching baseball, but you're doing it with your kid. So you get to do your thing that you love, but you get to do it more because your kid loves to do that thing with you. So my suspicion is, and I can only speak anecdotally here, but my suspicion is that when that lockout happened and I was disheartened because all I ever wanted to do was play baseball. But then I watched my heroes, Major League Baseball players, decide that due to reasons that I at the time couldn't understand, did not want to play baseball. Something was more important to them than baseball. And it killed my love of baseball, and I didn't want to watch baseball. Then I imagine my father, who did like baseball, probably went, I can't watch as much baseball. And I will tell you, when the boys came back from the lockdown, I had checked out of baseball. So checking back into baseball, and again, I was a kid, but checking back into baseball was tough. That was tough to do. I had stepped away from something. This is, again, to go back to the TV euphemism. If you watch seasons 1 and 2 of a show and you really like it, and then for whatever reason, something comes up, you got a big life event, whatever, you don't watch season 3, it's a lot of work to get back and ready for season 4. And if you don't do that work to be ready for season 4, and season 4 starts, and season 4 gets halfway in, and so many things are happening, and you are hearing about season 4 storylines from social media or whatever, but you're not caught up on season 3. That's the point where most people start to walk away from that thing, right? You're like, oh, well, I'm so far behind, and I can't catch up, and I'll check in when it's all over. I imagine that. So Lonzo is correct. That lockout did immeasurable harm to Major League Baseball. And I think a large part of the reason is because of, probably to some degree, families like mine, where kids who love baseball suddenly kind of lost that passion for baseball because our heroes, who we thought lived, slept, eat, breathed baseball every day, turns out, no, they don't. Turns out they don't. They don't love baseball like we love baseball. And if they don't love baseball like I love baseball, why would I love them for loving baseball? So there is a conversation going on about a potential lockout to start the 2026 season which could delay the season or, absolute obvious worst case scenario, cancel the 2026 season. And there is one major sticking point as to why that would happen. This is a clip from David Sampson's podcast. We've played him a couple of times over the past couple of weeks. And he is joined by baseball writer and reporter Ken Rosenthal.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So, and I do want to address one thing that that Joey B just said in the chat, which is there is a key difference. A strike, like in 94-95, is an action taken by the organization. In this case, the players. A lockout is an action taken by ownership. You are correct, Joey B, and I should go ahead and state that we are talking lockout here. That would be the owners locking out the players that want to go out there and play baseball. And the key sticking point here is, obviously, as mentioned there, the concept of instituting a salary cap in Major League Baseball. There are going to be some owners who very much want one. There will be some teams, the New York Mets, who have been willing over the past couple of years to sign ridiculous contracts. And there may be some teams that are on the fence, and it would determine be determined by some of the other factors. I point to, for instance, the LA Dodgers. The Dodgers right now have been able to stack the most immense amount of talent ever assembled on a single roster by a professional team. And the reason they've been able to do that is by deferring so much money over the years. We have talked about, for instance, Shohei Ohtani's contract. Shohei Ohtani's contract, which when it is all done and paid out, is likely to be valued at, again, with you know inflation factored in and all that, north of $1 billion, is also stretched out over like 40 years. That man's going to be collecting paychecks from the Dodgers in his 70s, right? Like we all think that Bobby Bonilla Day is like a big thing that we all laugh and make jokes about. Shohei's going to be doing that for the Dodgers for years. Now, granted, Shohei Ohtani is probably going to end up bringing at least one or two more World Series to Los Angeles, so maybe they will consider that worth it at that point. We'll find out. But that's a buttload of money. So I would add to what Joey B said about this being a lockout, not a strike. Over the past couple of years, and this is, once again, just my own perspective, but in my ever so humble yet frequently correct opinion, fans in 2025 are holding owners more responsible for their teams and their leagues than they ever have before. Fans are now calling the owner of the Pirates, and you'll have to forgive me, I'm blanking on the name right now, but the owner of the Pirates, a team that has walked into Paul Skeens, a guy who might go on to be one of the greatest to ever do it. He can't go to Pirates games anymore because when he shows up at his own team's games, the fans harass him relentlessly because of the fact that he's got everything in hand that he needs to have a successful and competitive ball club, but has refused to spend the money to do so. That's all it comes down to. The Rockies, same situation. They've got one of the most beautiful and well-traveled to ball clubs in America. They are absolutely a destination. Players would want to be there. They've had over the years good coaching. They've got a locked-in fan base. They've got everything they need to be successful. But the ownership of that program refuses to go out. They signed Chris Bryant, and that's pretty much the list, right? And after Chris Bryant showed up and has had a bunch of injuries, I think he's only played in the, five seasons he's been there. I think he's only played at this point one season's worth of games. It didn't work out. They have not spent another dollar on a high-level free agent since then. Owners are getting booed out of their own stadiums now because they refuse to invest in the programs. So how this concept of a cap is structured is going to depend on whether or not they get the, again, eight teams necessary to agree to a lockout to agree to a lockout. If they go with a salary cap, then they will have to, as mentioned by Ken Rosenthal, go with a salary floor. That is to say, teams cannot, however it's structured with deferred money and all that, teams cannot spend over X hundred million dollars a year. But in return for that salary cap, there will be a salary floor saying teams must spend at least this much money per year. And owners like the ones in Pittsburgh, owners like the ones in Colorado, they may be against that concept, that idea, because owners of those teams, they own those teams not because they love baseball, but as financial investments. And requiring them to spend X amount of money out of their financial investment is something that they're probably not going to want to do because, you know, they don't do that already. So my question mark is, while Manfred has said they're not afraid of a lockout, they are fine with the concept of a lockout, et cetera, et cetera. My question's going to be, as somebody who loves Major League Baseball and wants to see it trend up, by the way, viewership for MLB this year, it's up like 20% already. Now, granted, a lot of that has to do with the fact that, you know, we've only got a couple of games left in the NBA and the NHL, and then it's baseball and golf for the rest of the ride until fall. I want to see baseball do well. If the owners decide to lock it out, and especially decide to lock it out because they do not want to spend more money than they're already spending, would we end up seeing the progress made over the past 2 years in Major League Baseball reverse itself? And if so, is that recoverable? Or there are enough people like me in the expendable income age now that remember the mid-90s lockout and go, okay, I'm out. I'll see y'all in 10 years again. I don't know. We'll see. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Dewey says salary caps in baseball needed. What the Dodgers, Yankees, and Mets are doing and have been doing is ridiculous. You know, I've had this conversation with Cody Decker, former Major League Baseball player, my co-host on Saturdays, Bet for the Cycle, noon to 4 on the Bet MGM Network, if you maybe are into that sort of thing. We've had this conversation many times, and my conversation is that you should not be mad at the Dodgers, the Mets, and the Yankees, because nothing they are doing is outside of the rules of Major League Baseball. In fact, quite the opposite. It's all allowed. I've never understood why it is that we would be on board with... I've never understood why it is that we would be on board with the concept of deferred payments. Why would we be good with saying, you know what? You can pay guys... and you can just pay them for like 50 years, because the inevitable conclusion was that eventually somebody was going to build not a super team, the super team. And that's the Dodgers, which is why it's a little bit shocking that the Dodgers took as long as they did to get here. But you also have to convince the players to come there and want to be a part of it. You got to win at least one to prove that you are capable of it, whatever. But you shouldn't be upset with the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Mets. You should be upset with Major League Baseball that they allowed these rules to be the rules. And for the record, you should be mad at the players over the years for allowing it to happen as well. Now, granted, if you are the players, you've got a financial incentive to be okay with it, especially if you're a star. Wait a minute. You're willing to say that you will give us, you will allow us to play under a system where a team can pay us well into our 50s, 60s, and 70s and will likely triple the amount of money that they would have to pay us for a season or two. And we don't have to do anything but say yes. Yeah, we're good with that. The deferred payment concept is exactly the reason that people have asked for a cap for so long. This, the Dodgers, are exactly the reason that people have asked for a cap for so long. Again, I'm not mad at the players. If somebody came to me and said, hey, Rob Brown, we'd like for you to work less and get paid five times as much, I would say yes. If they came to me and say, hey, Rob Brown, we'd like to pay you five times as much to work half as much. And oh, by the way, everybody else in the building is going to have to pick up your slack. I'd still say yes, because that's a lot of money. And good intentions doesn't get the you know, electric company to keep my lights on. Money does, and literally nothing else. So I didn't get upset at the players. I would get upset with Major League Baseball for the fact that they have allowed these rules to be these rules for so long, despite the obvious inevitable conclusion, the LA Dodgers of 2025. That's going to be the biggest issue for me. All right, I just wanted to address Dewey's text right there before we move on. I was listening last night to an interview with the topic being obviously the House v. NCAA settlement between Pat McAfee and Pete Thamel. Pete Thamel, of course, covered college football intensely for ESPN. And Pat said, you know, I got a bunch of questions because there's a lot of vagary to all of this. To which I said, I agree. And also, even though you didn't actually say vagary, great use of the word vagary. So the athletic director of the University of Kansas is a cat by the name of Travis Goff. And Travis Goff was on SiriusXM's College Football Radio yesterday. And he said that he is attacking the new era of college athletics post House v. NCAA settlement with a sense of optimism. I like that a lot. Back in hour number one, Zoe and I were having a conversation about the House v. NCAA settlement and what comes next and how this all plays out and yada, yada, yada. And the conversation we were having was kind of circling around what does the disciplinary action process from the College Sports Commission genuinely look like? How does it really play out? How does this all work out? And, you know, I pointed out that what I would like to see is for the school that commits the very first violation of whatever rules and guidelines are put into place about revenue sharing, NIL, whatever, by the College Sports Commission, I would like to see them bring an absolutely thunderous sledgehammer down upon that team. And the reason why is I would like there to be established a sense of, if you violate the rules of this thing that we have all agreed to allow to be the disciplinary committee of college athletics, if you violate an agreed upon set of rules, regulations, protocols, whatever you want to call them, you should become uncompetitive for a while, ineligible for championships, for post seasons, whatever. And keep in mind, there's a lot more pain to that than just the school. Because if you are, let's say, the Oregon Ducks, and you are the first team to get busted, and the commission comes down and says, you are ineligible for the postseason of that sport for X amount of years. You think you're getting 5-star recruits to come to your school at that point? When they're being told straight up, you can come play here, but you will never play for a championship because your team's not allowed there? No, it's going to make life a son of a gun at that point, right? Like, that's going to suck for them. And I think you got to bring the hammer down to the point that other schools look and they go, man, it sure would be nice to play in that gray area and find ways to give ourselves a competitive advantage in recruiting, getting guys out of the portal, maybe on the field on Saturdays. But I'll tell you what, we got visions of natties dancing in our heads too. And at the end of the day, a slight competitive advantage over our rivals is not worth the risk of getting bounced forever. And you want to discourage outside parties from violating the rules intentionally or unintentionally on your behalf. You want to encourage every outside party who wants to get involved to do so through you, through the NIL Go Clearinghouse, yada, yada, yada. Because I want businesses out there afraid to get involved in the NIL world without putting it through the school's compliance. Because the last thing I want as the owner and general manager of Bob's Used Cars is to hand an NIL deal out to a quarterback that gets accepted, goes through, and then the commission one day circles back around, takes an old looksy-poo at it, and goes, no, you violated three rules, and because of that, your favorite college program is now no longer eligible to win championships. Because who wants to be the reason that your school can't win a thing? And I want the schools absolutely 100% on guard. Because the other thing I don't want, and I do think we're getting a little off the reservation here, but hey, what are you going to do? Welcome to the Rob Brown Show. The other thing I don't want is Bob's Used Cars, that of Columbus, Ohio, giving an illegal NIL deal to a 5-star recruit in Ann Arbor, Michigan, knowing full well that if it gets caught, the Buckeyes take the fall and bango, I just helped take my rival down, right? Like, I want everything to be out in the sunshine. But I'm going to agree with Travis Goff, the athletic director at Kansas. And I'm going to agree with Travis Goff that I am approaching this new era of college sports under the banner of the College Sports Commission in the shadow of the House v. NCAA settlement. with a sense of, dare I say, almost relentless optimism. Why? Because I do think that we have been handed a blank slate here. I think that we have been offered an opportunity to do what should have been done when NIL became a thing, to do what should have been done when the transfer portal became a thing, to do what should have been done time and time and time and time and time and time again over the past 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years. And that is to say, let's get everything down now. Let's build out our rules. Let's build out our roadmaps. Let's lay down our mission statements. Let's set our goals and objectives. Let's put all that on the forefront and get it done now. Because that's not to say they will all stand up in the face of scrutiny and potential litigation for years down the road. In fact, I would be willing to wager that within the next couple of years, we have a lawsuit from some kid and some lawyer and some agent somewhere come down the pipe, which changes a rule. And they go, you know what? Actually, you have that rule, but in the eyes of the jurisdiction of whatever entity in question, you can't enforce that rule at this point. I'd be fine with that because, as I said when we talked Portal, when it was being created, NIL, when it was being created, and as we have talked about many times since then, it is easier to prop up all the rules and make the governed parties attack them one by one individually than it is to allow the parties governed by the entity to go do whatever they want to do and then try to take those things away from them. If you make them gain by attacking the rules, then your rules are up. Some of them won't be attacked. Some of them will, but at least the structure is there. But if you allow people to just do whatever they want and then try to circle back around later and say, you can't do that, when someone has something, they are a hell of a lot less likely to give it up than they are to attack it when they never had it in the first place. So I'm with Travis Goff, I'm with Travis Goff on this one. I'm optimistic. I'm hopeful because I see a blank slate and I see a group of people who have seen so much change and so much volatility over the past few years that I would like to believe that they are going to look at this and go, we can't go back to that. We can't go back to that free-for-all Wild West, blah, 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 blah. We can't do that. So let's put all the rules up right now, and then let's fight to defend them later as opposed to fight to establish them later, which never goes well. I like that take from Travis Goff. I don't know about you, upstate South Carolina. I'm actually really excited about what's coming after this NCAA v. House settlement. Let's take a break back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob, the Greatman Lonzo, you be a part of the show. 844-326-3663. Got about 10 more minutes before we ask what the X is going on and get up out of here for the day. I'm going to end the show the way that I started it. And that is by completely dampening the mood of myself and everyone around me. If you don't care about soccer, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I'm going to talk about it for a second. If you do care about soccer, this is for you. If you are rooting for the demise of soccer across these great United States, number one, you're going to be magnificently disappointed, but also stick around because you will take some level of pleasure out of my disdain for the next few minutes. Last night, Team USA participated in one of its final handful of exhibitions, friendlies, tune-ups, warm-ups, whatever you want to call it, approaching the World Cup. The World Cup that we host begins exactly and precisely 1 year from this very day. So it is an important day and a wonderful time to talk about the World Cup. It's a year away. And it is the single most important World Cup of my lifetime. Is it because I'm a selfish punk and I get to go to this one? Because now I'm a grown-up with expendable income and the willingness to burn vacation days to go to the world's largest sporting event? Yes, that's exactly why. But also, because as is commonly accepted, the one thing America loves more than anything else is winning. By golly gee willikers, are we willing to let people and entities off the hook if they win? Aren't we? So, this felt like a massively important World Cup because it felt like a World Cup that if we were willing, capable, able to, and did win on our own soil, on a regular television schedule, in front of our own fans, and put on a bleeping show, then next year, 1 year from today, could have been, realistically, the explosion in terms of American football popularity and therefore long-term success that some of us have been waiting, anticipating for a very long time. We let a lot off the hook if we win. And so here's this fantastic opportunity that we had to win in our own NFL stadiums, in front of our own crowds, on our own soil. But in order to do that, obviously, you got to practice. You got to scrimmage. You got to get better. You got to find out exactly who the hell you are and act like it. Last night, Team USA trotted out, I will acknowledge, a combination of guys from the B and C squads. Guys that most of them will not make the World Cup roster a year from today. But a bunch of guys that are on the cusp of it. A bunch of guys that, hey, you never know. Another year of development, another year of practice, another year under Mauricio, another year of getting better as players, maybe. And on top of that, considering like 9 of our predicted starting 11 next year have opted out of this round of friendlies and the upcoming CONCACAF Gold Cup, who knows if one of y'all may have performed or at least showed the promise to perform in a way that one of those guys goes down hurt. We need a center mid. We need a left back. Hey, this guy played well in that exhibition. Or if nothing else, busted his ass in that exhibition and showed that he really cares about this. This matters to him. We didn't do that. We played the Swiss yesterday, and again, in full acknowledgement of the context of what we were watching, the Swiss are a very good footing country. They're a very good football team, and they play a style of game that is tough to crack. It is a defensively minded game. They want to sit back in the box. They want to let you attack, 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 and then once you make a mistake on the attack, then they're going to push the counter. That's what they want to do. They never even had to really do that because we looked like booty cheeks last night. I mean, just rank last night. Now, losing 4-0 is not the end of the world. Losing 4-0 doesn't bother me all that much. It is not that we lost 4-0 to the Swiss. It is how we lost 4-0 to the Swiss. And I'm not even talking about how we lost 4-0 to the Swiss in terms of, hey, that team was far from the best that we offer, and that was very close to the best that the Swiss offer, and they just beat us. Again, I've told you a million times the story about my old middle school coach, Tom Grant, who after we lost the county game sat down and said, boys, today you had the biggest problem in sports. The other team was just better than you are. It happens. I'm not upset about that. You know what the one way to get Rob Brown to tune out of a sporting event is? You know what the one way to get Rob Brown to leave a sporting event before 000's on the clock is? Very simple. Don't show effort. Don't show pride. Don't compete. I will support my football team if my football team is bad. I will support my basketball team. If my basketball team is bad, I will support. Hell, the Pelicans are the perfect example. My basketball team is booty cheeks. And yet, I watch as many games as I can of the New Orleans Pelicans. Why? Because the dudes that are on that team, the dudes that dress out, they bust it. They go for it. Herb, Trey, the boys go for it. They're not very good, but dadgummit, I feel represented even if we lose. If the boys go out there and put up a fight, I didn't see that last night. I didn't see that. You know what I saw last night? I saw a bunch of guys that were in one of two positions. Either A, they just genuinely did not care. Like they genuinely just looked at this as just a game we got to go play, right? Like, we want to be here, but we just got to go play this game, A. Or B, and this is what I'm afraid is true because I think this is the one that I believe would genuinely lead to the downfall of what little momentum is remaining for Team USA football. The other possibility is they look to take whatever opportunity they're given, but they recognize that the guys that are on the main roster are just the guys that are on the main roster. And obviously your superstars, your Christian Pulisics, your Weston, your Weston McKinney's, your Gio Reyna's. Those guys are going to have a little more wiggle room. They're going to have the opportunity to make a few more mistakes than some of the younger guys and maintain their spot on the roster. But you know what they should not be? They should not be untouchable. They should not be on be beyond reproach. They should not be so settled into their spot that they believe that they can just not show up, not take it seriously, not really care. It doesn't matter because they're staying on the roster come hell or high water. And the way that the youngsters played last night, it leads me to believe that either A, we have a developmental system that is bringing up dudes who feel like playing for Team USA is something they take for granted, or B, we're bringing up a bunch of dudes that recognize I'm not getting on this roster no matter what I do, so I'll go enjoy the free trip and the vacation to Nashville and the hotel room and Broadway and yada, 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 and I'll go out there and I trot around for my 90 minutes of action, and then I'm headed down to find some country girls and local music, baby. Ew! It's one of those two things. And neither one of them is good, right? If the team busted it and they got beat 4-0, I'd go, you know what? All this shows me is some of the things that we need to work on in our developmental system so that the next batch of players has a better chance. But the effort wasn't there. This wasn't something that I looked at and I went, gosh, we just got beat by a really good Swiss team. No, no, no. We didn't try. We didn't try. And if that is the mentality and attitude of the developmental guys, the guys that I would like to think would be out there dying on the field for a chance to carry the flag into the World Cup, if that's the attitude of that squad, I have zero reason to believe or trust that the golden generation on the main cup roster is going to have any added level of effort over that. And that, sucks.
All right, time to look at the world of social media and see what's Xing, and Rob will let us know why. The first thing that's Xing is Kyrie Irving.
Because Kyrie is going to Antarctica to prove that the world is flat.
That may very well be what he's going to do in the future, but he has been online on podcasts and stuff saying, asking people to please stop making fun of Karl Anthony Towns.
You know what? I respect that. I really do. I respect that. People have been busting up Karl Anthony Towns, and if you have not seen it, effectively the rumor is Karl Anthony Towns is gay, and people are busting him up for it. Shut the hell up. Shut up. Like, just stop. Who the hell cares? It doesn't impact you. Leave people alone. More importantly, and this might be the one Kyrie's actually after. I've seen a lot of people who have started to spread the narrative that the New York Knicks loss to the Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals was because of Karl Anthony Towns. If you believe that, you didn't watch the series.
That's why they're making fun.
Okay. Yes. If you believe that, you didn't watch the series, because that was not on cat.
If you watched anything on TV, everyone was blaming him and saying they need to get rid of him.
It is absolutely the reason that the big take I have had this week is I am so tired, not just of the hot takes, but the pure, unrelenting regurgitation. Some big bloviator on TV gives a hot take, and then I go online and I see 99 wannabe fake-ass fraudulent sports broadcasters who just regurgitate the exact same point, and the one we're going right now is, oh, it's Big Cat's fault. No, it's not. Shut up. You don't know ball, brother.
All right, the next thing is Xing is Mariah May.
No, that is not her name anymore. She is now Blake something.
Come on, you got this.
I didn't watch it last night.
Okay, so well, I mean,
I just saw her on Twitter.
A very famous blonde who has
Monroe.
There we go.
That was it, Blake Monroe. Hey, listen, I'm just gonna say,
is the Blake from another very famous blonde who's been in trouble and stuff?
I don't know. Here's what I do know. What I do know is that just to make sure I am for sure nailing it, I'm going to go search Blake Monroe before we get to the next topic, just to make sure I got it. You know, just make sure I got it right. That's all. No other reason. No other reason at all.
I think it's a great name, actually. And they're using animated stuff for her intro and things, and it's kind of cool.
I don't have an issue with this. Her entire character is just a Sabrina Carpenter knockoff.
Which
that's all it is. And I'm good with that.
By the way, they've already said that. Yeah. But it also just looks like Bewitched. Now, you may not know Bewitched because you were not born yet, but yeah.
Stop coming at me about pop culture this week, Lonzo.
Okay, well, Bewitched was out before Sabrina Carpenter was born, and it's the same
thing. Bewitched was out before I was born.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's just using old stuff and making it look like it's new. That's fine. It's called recycling. Yay, Earth. All right, the next thing that's axing is Jason Kidd.
Jason Kidd is at, okay, this is freaking hilarious. So the Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau, and within a couple of days, they have reached out to Ime Udoka, the head coach of the Rockets, and Chris Finch, the head coach of the Timberwolves, requesting interviews with those two head coaches, and they both said straight up, no, absolutely not, you're not talking to our head coaches, which means that the Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau, who just brought them to the Eastern Conference Finals, farther than they've been in like 30 years. As for coaches, those two teams said absolutely no, meaning the Knicks have now gotten turned away twice. But the rumor going around right now is that that is a smokescreen because they are interested in Jason Kidd, and Jason Kidd can't acknowledge that right now because he's still with the Dallas Mavericks. They'd have to get a bunch of stuff worked out. But there's one more cooking conspiracy theory right now, and it is this. Jason Kidd, who is considered by many to be an okay head coach, not great, but okay, Jason Kidd has a working established relationship with Giannis Antetokounmpo. And so the belief is right now that the Knicks are going after Jason Kidd because they believe that Jason Kidd could be the guy that unlocks getting Giannis out of Minnesota into New York. You add Giannis to Kat and Jalen Brunson, that team's going to the finals next year.
All right, two more. One might get me in trouble. I don't know. The first one is Superman.
New trailer drop.
Little pictures and videos.
I saw one where Guy Gardner conjures a Green Lantern middle finger.
Multiples of those.
It's incredible.
Yes,
it's incredible. This movie's gonna be fun. I just wanted to be fun.
And finally, the last thing that's axing is the U.S. Open.
At Oakmont, an event that no matter how many times I went out and tried and practiced and played, I would never, ever, 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 ever qualify to play.
What a loser's attitude. Come on.
By the way, Dewey texted earlier and said, Rob, you're a terrible influence on children. No, I'm not. I'm a wonderful influence on children. Kids, you can't be anything you want. And you know what? That's okay. Find your passion. Find what you're good at. It. Be as good as you can be. But recognize that it may not be the thing that you do forever and always. And that's okay. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you back here tomorrow to do it all over again, but better on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate later.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.